And Adam McGuire is back with more business news.
Thanks, Angus. Companies supported by the country's local enterprise offices created just under 3,450 net new jobs last year. In total, 7,870 new jobs were created by LEO-backed firms in 2022. That's a 10% increase on 2021 and the third highest level since LEOs were established in 2014. Padraig McElwee is chair of the networks of local enterprise offices. He joins me in studio now. Padraig, where, both in terms of the sector and the location, where these jobs coming from?
Yeah, I think first, geography-wise, quite a number. I think about 84% were outside of Dublin. So we're seeing it right throughout the regions with fairly good spread of growth. Sector-wise, a lot of the data we have doesn't drill down into the sector, but probably the two positive trends we've seen coming through is a lot of engineering companies, particularly sub-supply into the multinational sector. We're seeing good growth there, particularly as those multinationals onshore some of the activity. And we're also seeing companies that are focused on environmental issues in the broad context. We're seeing growth in those sectors.
Inflation, particularly around energy, was the big issue for businesses last year. Was that the same for clients of LEOs?
Oh, it is. They've faced many, many challenges. And that's why, particularly as we go into 2023, we'll focus a lot on the productivity supports we have. For example, lean is about how can we take costs out of the business. A lot of the green for micro issues, again, is around sustainability. And the big trend coming through is, like all small businesses, they're challenged getting labour at the moment. We reckon our job numbers would have been higher. So a lot of digital initiatives are coming to see, is there digital solutions that maybe where they are challenged getting labour?
These are small firms we're talking about, generally 10 up to 10 employees, depending on what they're doing. How many of them grow beyond it, though? How many would graduate, should we say, out of the LEOs into other areas?
Yeah, what's important, a big success for us if we migrate a company out of our portfolio into Enterprise Ireland, because that means that company's going into growth stage. So I think last year we had, there was 138 businesses that the LEOs transferred into Enterprise Ireland. So that would be a steady trend, that would be a steady growth. And, you know, their companies, ultimately we're trying to develop our future exporters. That's really our remit. So that's a positive story.
As I say, 7,870 jobs created, 3,447 net. So that means we had 4,400 jobs or so by client companies that were lost in the year. So where are you seeing the job losses over the course of 2022?
The nature of startups, Adam, is they don't all work. Also, to some businesses, they do retrench quite quickly. We're not seeing any sectoral change. The only sector maybe where we didn't see huge growth was in the food sector. And that might be related to that whole sector is challenged coming out of COVID. You're not seeing the growth. So likewise, that feeds into that food sector. What is important is the job losses, which we have every year, were actually substantially down on the previous year. So that's why the net job, we're starting to see that growth. And, you know, I think, given the challenges they face, it's been a really positive year.
A challenging year ahead, though, as well. So what can be done to make sure that there's more growth in 2023?
Listen, we'll keep working with those businesses. And that's the role that the local enterprise office really plays, is we're in every single county, we're in towns and villages. And what we do is we work on the ground with those businesses. We provide them mentor support, we provide them training. Often the soft supports we do actually have more added value than the financial supports, because that's how we help them, how we upskill them. And listen, I'm confident it'll be a tough year, but based on what they've come through the last 3 or 4 years, I think they'll rock again.
Hopefully so. Padraig McElwee, Chair of the Network of Local Enterprise Offices, thank you for that.